Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You look ridiculous.
I look what?
You look...
Fabulous?
No, you amazing? Look ridiculous.
What are you talking about?
You're all checkered out. You look like a fat sorority chick. That's what you look like.
You are a fat sorority chick. I'm looking at Bone TV right now, and I am goddamn adorable. I'm adorable.
Peanuts meets sorority chick. I don't know what's going on with you. It's the scarf. I don't like the scarf on you. Not one bit.
It's warm. I was very cold coming over here, and it's very, very warm. Look, I paid money for it, and I want to use it sometime. I like it.
No.
Okay.
I vote no. No, thank you. Left swipe.
Okay. Do you ever look at yourself when you leave the house?
No, absolutely not.
You should not.
Mm-mm.
Because right now you are throwing giant boulders in a thin, thin glass house because you, ma'am, look like Dookie on a stick.
Excuse
most
me?
Of the time. Most of the time.
This is like the best
hot,
I...
Hot Dookie on a stick.
This is the best I usually look because I got my hair done today.
Yeah, because you're on TV. You need to be on TV every day just so you give a crap about how you look when you leave the house. Because normally, you look like a soccer mom that got beat up by another soccer mom, and you're on your way to tell another soccer mom about the abuse that you can't say to other soccer moms because there's this whole inner circle of soccer momdom, and you don't want to get kicked out because it's the only social class you have.
That's pretty accurate.
727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Super short show. I am super, super tired. I had to scream Alan Stone songs on the way here so I didn't drive off the side of the interstate and kill myself.
Did that happen to you every day?
No. Nope.
Or you feel like you're about to fall asleep?
Because no.
I was struggling to Zephyr Hills and back today.
I have to put a bunch of hours in at the day job because I have to catch up like hours in order to keep my full-time status so I don't lose my health insurance because we live in the greatest country in the world. And also, I believe they are trying to kill me there. So... I've been putting in like 10 and a half hours a day for the last couple of weeks and again today and yesterday and the day before, along with about a 3-hour round trip commute through rain and heavy traffic. So, with the 3 hours of sleep. Oh, wah, Johnny, we want to hear about your poor, poor trials, you fat piece of ass. Yeah, you're going to hear them. It's my show and I'm tired, but I pull it together and I grab me 4 or 5 cups of Java throughout the day so that I can somehow form words out of this big, fat food sucker I call a mouth. And then I come in here and somehow I pull it off. I pull it off. And then I end the show at midnight. And then I drag my ass to the elevator. Just, like a giant snail. Like a sad, sad
you
snail.
You repel yourself with farts sometimes.
Sometimes I do. I have no choice. I don't have time to poop anymore. So I just have to let out everything in my body by little trinkets, little farts. I just... And I let it guide me down the hallway. And I just moan. And then I get into my Kia because that's all I can afford with two jobs. I get in my Kia. It's huge. And then I get in and I drive back. I just drive again. And then
But you have tomorrow off, so that's okay.
No, I don't. I hit the reset button at 5:40 in the morning.
It's like the Truman Show, but way worse.
Worse. Worse. It's like if Groundhog's Day had more nut kicking in it. Blah, blah, blah. And I go, I don't want to do it. And my alarm goes, you got to. You'll be homeless. And you're too fat to be homeless. I'm like, good point. And then I go right back in. And I shower. And I get in my car. And I listen to Sparkle. And I listen to Calvin's News. And then I do it all over again. 727-579-1025. 800-771-1025. We're going to do our big, big story today. Before we do that, hey, guys, why not follow and interact on our social media handles like at Johnny B Comedy, at Johnny B Show, at Scrum Ryan Radio, and Onahoma Radio, at home, _mate_man. And, of course, Instagram, the Johnny B Show, Johnny B Tampa, home, _mate_man, Onahoma Radio, Scrum Ryan Radio. They're all here. The whole crew is here.
Autopilot.
Oh, my goodness. I hate the scarf, dude. You gotta do something about the scarf. I love the beanie.
What about a different scarf? Is it the color? Is it the pattern? Because I got some more scarves.
Maybe a solid colored scarf. Okay. Maybe. I don't know. I think I'm like interested to see what new piece of clothing will be in. Because I feel like now he's like, ooh, I got a lot of compliments on this beanie. You know what I'll try next?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Try a scarf.
That's exactly how I
that went. That was going through his mind.
That's what went through my head.
And what's going to happen tomorrow?
Well, you guys should accessorize me like a fat avatar. You know what I mean?
Ooh,
like
you vest. Do a vest.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
I did a vest on Saturday night for my.
No. Like a kind of a poofy winter vest. You know what I mean?
You know what I have at the house that I have not worn yet? A nice Argyle sweater vest. I have one at the house, a brand new one.
What about chaps?
Assless?
Leather sure.
Okay, yeah.
Do you want that?
I can do that.
All right.
I can do that.
It's like a Mr. Potato Head. We're just going to dress him up.
That's what he
Also,
I didn't say that.
Also
I
just here said tonight, it 'cause of the dressings. The king of...
I was like, you look like you remind me of someone I know.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. I didn't say it because you look like a Mr. Potato. I just said because we were dressing you. She said that.
I don't look like a Mr. Potato Head. I don't. I don't.
I don't.
She
does not.
I don't.
He doesn't. Does not.
That's what Will said. I'm disagreeing.
I did, only because we were dressing him as one, not because he has the body shape of a Mr. Potato Head. But now that you mention it. I'm not dead.
You know, I made you a sound effect that could really take care of a lot of things at once.
He's looking for it.
Oh, look who stopped taking gay Instagram pictures to join the show. Yeah. Hey, pal.
I will continue to do
one
that.
Everybody. It's 1 day out of clock.
I almost.
A sad face.
I almost commented on this, Ryan. You got to stop doing that.
Man. I want you guys to
Dude, I've been trying to get him to stop.
You got to stop.
He's super 14 gay.
Okay,
we need an intervention. No, my scarf could never. My scarf could have penises on it.
I have
not
never
pictures of penises
in my life.
Actual penises.
Worn a scarf.
There could be penises all over my scarf, and I could be like this, just smacking my face with scarf ding dongs, and not nearly as gay as your Instagram photos.
I'm doing me, man.
You
no,
sure are.
Stop.
That's the problem.
Stop doing you.
You got to. You got to.
I like it, Ryan. I like it.
Stop doing that. You're placating him. I don't like it at all.
Come on. Let him just do what he wants to do, man. Just let's support him. He's our friend.
Ryan, you need to.
Stop.
You need
That's
to.
Not nice, Johnny. I get, not nice.
I get the full clip. Everybody else just gets one to the head.
Listen, dude. You got to be a man here, and you got to take the pain. This is.
No. Let it finish. He needs a whole thing.
Was that his Instagram video?
That was everybody looking at his Instagram.
Oh. You gotta take the pain and push it deep inside like a man does.
You need to drive your Instagram to the skyway and throw it off the side.
Don't do that.
Stop.
No.
Just wait till what I have in store for you guys tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but now you're giving it away that it's kind of like a gag now. Yeah, and I don't think you mean it as
a
gag.
I mean, you guys are making it a gag. I'm not.
Tomorrow he's going to have sex with a mall Santa in front of everybody.
Oh, that's on the to-do
list.
What
the hell?
What? What happened? What's wrong with you?
Just, you know.
When are you becoming so sensitive?
I feel bad.
Look,
you know?
I do, too. But
I feel bad.
I don't.
You got to understand that he's also advertising it publicly on a social media.
Yes, I understand that.
It's I'm public.
Yes, I understand that. I feel bad. That's all I'm saying.
I do, too. But when it's made public like that and put on social media, then it's in a public forum.
It leaves
the people wondering.
No, it doesn't.
It really does.
Don't, man. Don't. All right, can we, let's do this. Let's do a poll. I'll do a poll on the Johnny B Show Twitter. I will screenshot his last Instagram post.
You know, in my defense, I'm looking at the camera.
You can do that on Instagram and set a poll, and people can vote on it.
Ah.
And it just gives you the numbers, the stats right there.
Ah.
Do you know how to do that?
No, you do it for us.
Okay.
All right, thanks. I don't know. It just he did the last one while we were talking to him in the prep room. We didn't even know it. I looked at it. I went, it was like 9 minutes ago. Get out of here. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. And there was one last night during the show that was ultra super gay, too.
I mean, what, like,
don't look at me like that, Anna. You know I'm right.
727-579-1025.
I just want to know, like, what you want out of it. Like,
I want to know what love is. I want you to show me.
This coffee's delicious.
Oh, man.
800-771-1025.
Hey, that's my thing.
I know. Everybody's stealing your bit.
All right. We'll move on.